Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 11th day in the month of September 2025. Indeed, the Lord has been good and kind to us. If this is your first time of joining us, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show, we get to learn here and we get to share the Word of God. We get to dive deep into the revelation in the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Over the last couple of days, we'll be looking at the functions of the eyes. And today, we'll be looking at the spiritual eyes. We'll be looking at the spiritual eyes. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 19, Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Daniel chapter 4 to chapter 5. Our memory verse is taken from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27. Hebrews 11, 27, which says, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invincible. Our Bible reading is taken from 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 1 to 15. 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 1 to 15. From verse 1 it reads, when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way to Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, the Lord has sent me to Bethel. But Elisha said, as surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. The company of the prophets at Bethel came out to Elisha and asked, do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today? Yes, I know, Elisha replied. So be quiet. Then Elijah said to him, stay here, Elisha, the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he replied, as surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. So they went to Jericho. The company of the prophets at Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him, do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today? Yes, I know, he replied. So be quiet. Then Elisha said to him, stay here, the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he replied, as surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. So the two of them walked on. 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, tell me what I can do for you before I am taken from you. Let me inherit the double portion of your spirit. Elisha replied, you have asked a difficult thing. Elijah said, yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, I will not. As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha saw this and cried out, my father, my father, the chariot and the horsemen of Israel. And Elisha saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. Elisha then picked up Elijah's cloak. that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. He took the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and struck the water with it. Where now is the Lord and God of Elijah? He asked. When it struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and it crossed over. The company of the prophets from Jericho, who were watching, said, "The spirit of Elijah is resting on Elisha." And they went to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name.
Our manual today reads, over the past few days, the past 2 days, I have discussed two of the three kinds of human eyes, the physical eyes, the mental eyes, and today I will be discussing the third kind of eyes, the spiritual eyes. Your spiritual eyes gives you the ability to see the invincible, and it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee." And Elisha said, "I pray thee, let the double portion of thy spirit be upon me." And he said, "Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. And if not, it shall not be so." We can find that in our today's Bible reading, 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 9 to 10. In the scripture above, Elisha requested for a double portion of Elijah's spirit. Elijah replied, "Your request will be granted if you can see me when I'm being taken away from you." What he actually meant was, if your spiritual eyes can be opened to see the invincible, you will get what you have asked for. When the chariots of fire descended from heaven, Elisha saw them and cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof," like we see in 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 12. God must have said his spiritual eyes are open. He can have what he wants. When your spiritual eyes becomes open, your destiny also opens up. In 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 15 to 23, the Syrian army surrounded Elisha's house. His servant saw them and was terrified. He ran to tell Elisha about the situation, and Elisha prayed that God would open his spiritual eyes. After he prayed, God opened his servant's eyes, and the fellow who was scared became encouraged because he could now see the invincible. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 17 says, "And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha." When God opens your spiritual eyes, you'll be able to see beyond the physical realms, and you will have a better understanding of the divine power that backs you up as a Christian. If God has been using you before, this will further strengthen your faith and empower you to do more exploits for his kingdom. For this to happen, you must be born again, and your spirit must be better fed than your body. This can be done by praying, studying God's word, fasting, worshiping intensely, and fellowshipping with other believers. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, "Father, please open my spiritual eyes so I can know more of you." Father, please open my spiritual eyes so that I can know more of you. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.priestpalashready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.priestpalashready.com. It's also available on our mobile app. which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.